Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, Bark Radio listeners, we have something really interesting to talk about today because my buddy Terry here was part of, what do you call it? Animal transport?
Animal transport, yeah, I guess.
Just yesterday, right?
Yeah, that's how I spent my Sunday morning.
Way cool. And tell us what animals you transported.
Well, and I actually didn't know till last minute, but they asked how much space I had. So, well, I got a pretty good sized truck. What are we moving? And there are two rather large sized Rottweilers.
Oh, that's so cool.
They were the sweetest, most gentle, loving dogs. They spent half the trip sleeping, the other half licking my arm.
So they weren't far from you at any point in given time.
No, they'd have been in my lap if I'd let them in the front seat, but I kept telling them they had to sit and stay in the back, so they managed.
So these guys were brothers?
They were brothers. I don't know how old. It wasn't, the paperwork didn't show an age, or I didn't find it. I'd say a year and a half, 2 years old.
Oh.
About 150 pounds or so each.
Wow.
And oh my God, strong.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, Terry, how much do your dogs weigh?
About 50 pounds.
Each.
Yeah. Each.
Yeah. And I always love just handing Murphy, my 90-pound lab, off to folks who aren't used to big, strong dogs,
yeah,
as they're being tripped across the room, you know? It's like, whoa, I had no idea. And Rotties, I mean, they're all chest.
Yeah.
And those are big Rotties. But man, I've seen pictures of them, you guys. They are so gorgeous. So tell us a little bit about their story. Where did they start?
In Decatur, Georgia. They were owner surrender. And Georgia has, I don't know if they all are, but a lot of the shelters in Georgia are kill shelters.
Oh, man.
And they still gas and heart stick there.
So these guys were on death row.
They were on death row. Owner surrenders typically go earlier, which doesn't make any sense to me, but that's what I've been told.
Okay,
anyway,
so they were in a kill shelter.
They were in a kill shelter, and a lady who I follow on Facebook, she sends out all these different, she organizes it. It's independent person who just is the coordinator for this.
Of this transporting of dogs.
Transporting of dogs, yeah.
Okay, and that's nationwide.
I believe so.
Okay.
Everything I've paid attention to has been East Coast because I'm looking for something coming through Richmond.
Right. And so, okay, so back to the dogs. They were owner surrendered.
Owner surrendered.
Indicator. Mm-hmm. And somebody pulled them out.
Somebody pulled them out. And Becky Fleetwood, I think is her name, was the one who coordinated getting all the people together. She sends it out to the list and people sign up for who can do what. And it's really a two-day event. So they started on Saturday. They had an overnight person in Richmond who kept the dogs, and I met her Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, and we headed off for Dale City, Virginia.
So the way this transport works, you can sign up for a leg of
right.
the transport in your area.
Correct. You've got, typically the legs run between 80 and 100 miles.
Wow.
And the lady I handed off to was, 20-something lady with a four-door Saab, and that thing squatted when those two big boys got in it.
I bet it did! Woohoo!
And she looked at that, and she goes, the lady I'm handing off to has a two-door sporty car.
Alrighty then. Dog lovers don't necessarily have big, huge vehicles, but you know what?
It depends.
They're willing.
They're willing, yeah.
And that's the key. So, they were on their way to
Pennsylvania.
Latrobe,
Pennsylvania. Thank
okay.
you.
And that's to a Rottie rescue.
To a Rottie rescue there, yeah.
And, I don't know the details of this kind of thing and how it all gets put together and how, for example, Pennsylvania became the destination.
Right.
Did you get an idea about how that all happened?
Somewhat. So there's some of it happens in the Facebook realm, so the social media realm.
Okay.
And if you look, I follow probably way too many animal groups.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I try to watch what's going on, and if there's something I can help out with, I jump in. Well, communication takes place. Somebody identified that these were probably a volunteer in Georgia, had seen the dogs there,
mm-hmm.
knew about it, posted it.
Okay.
From there, the rescue steps up. Sometimes there's a rescue group there that pulls it. Depends on the particular town, the particular city,
right.
and what their requirements are. Sometimes you do a by phone pull and have somebody just pick it up.
Right.
And then the coordination starts.
Okay.
So
somebody says, some rescue group somewhere says, we'll take the dogs.
We'll take the dogs.
And then it's the process begins of how we get the dogs there.
Right. And she's the lady that organizes this, does this a lot. I mean, this is a every weekend thing that's happening. So I suspect she has key people in certain cities that are regulars. And this, for me, again, this was the first time. So I was, you know, I was excited and nervous and the rookie stuff. You know, I don't know what the heck I'm doing.
But how exciting is
that? It was great. Because they were real mellow.
You were part of saving these dogs' lives.
Yeah.
And everybody who did anything with these two Rotties was part of saving their lives. And that's huge.
Yeah. It's amazing how people come together. I mean, all these people, none of us knew each other. I mean, some of them probably do if they're regulars, but...
So, now, if someone wanted to get involved in this sort of thing, Terry, is there a way for them to go... maybe on Facebook? What do they? What kind of search words do they use if they want to hook up with a group like this?
Off the top of my head, I don't remember the group. I follow so many on Facebook, but I'll look it up and we'll post it when I after do the research.
Yeah,
but basically, it's again like any social networking place. There's a lot of groups on Facebook that do this. And I probably don't follow them all because I get so much anyway. But that's where I would start. That's how I started, just looking into this. And this is the first one that my time aligned with a slot that was open.
So if folks are interested and they're on Facebook, they can use keyword searches for animal transport or dog transport groups or dog rescue groups and just start following some folks.
Yeah.
What strikes me with this transport thing is that I think a lot of people want to help with dogs, but don't know how, and perhaps are not in a position to give monetary donations to rescue groups. But this might fit a lot of folks to be able to do a little leg of a transport at some point. So we'll see if we can't aim them towards some folks.
Or if you can even put them up overnight, because sometimes they have trouble finding a house for them to stay at.
Okay, so someone gets them, say, to Richmond,
right,
and then, like, you were taking them the following morning, but they had to spend the night somewhere.
Right, and they stayed with a lady over the other end of town, basically.
Cool. So, folks, just keep it in mind. It's just another wonderful way to give back to the animals who so desperately need new forever homes. And anything any of us can do, we just need to do it. Step up to the plate. You know, do an overnight, do a leg of a transport. You know, a lot of people could probably do 800 miles. Just, you know, a quick round trip.
Yeah, it was
on
a piece
a Saturday
of cake.
Or Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
Cup of coffee, and here we go.
Yeah, man. So, Terry, thank you for sharing your experience. I think it's fabulous. Now you make me want to do it.
You'd enjoy it a lot.
And especially, like I said, the big boys. You got the big dogs. You know, I love those guys. So, folks, do what you can during this holiday season to help out needy animals, you know, needy people too, but in our case, it's help the dogs.
Yeah.
Do what you can.
Yep.
That's it.
All right. See you, folks.